Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And thank you, Courtney, for your work throughout the morning. 9:09, and I think it was over the weekend that the headline was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in a story, New Orleans, murder capital of the country. Certainly nothing has happened since then to change anything. If anything, it seems like it's gotten, I can't say worse, but it certainly is bad. Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, joins us now. Good morning, Rafael. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's kind of hard to say what's gotten better or if it's gotten worse. It certainly has not gotten better. Does this all go back to police officer shortage?
Well, I mean, that's certainly one of the main factors. I mean, as you know, I've been on a lot over the last several years, and we've been tracking on a weekly basis the violent crime rate. And I started to notice in 2020, during COVID, that when crime was going up, the numbers of officers were going down. And we started in the summer of 2020 urging the city to step up their pace to hire officers and to do a better job of trying to retain and slow down the attrition rate. You did that by offering raises, so we started advocating for raises for the police department to help rebuild the numbers, and those calls were ignored in 2020, in 2021. And it isn't until recently that the mayor decided to embed herself in the police department and concluded that, you know, we had an acute shortage of officers, and she decided to advocate and find money to pay police. So that's where we are right now. And the report that we put out on Monday listed the number of homicides at 208. As of yesterday, there were 210. So we've had at least two additional homicides. So there's no question that we will surpass last year's homicide rate, as we have in each of the last 3 years. And virtually every other category of violent crime is also up.
One thing I noted, I saw you say in the WWL TV story, is that you're more likely to die if you're shot this year than you were last year or in years past.
Right. So we started to compare the ratio of shootings and homicides, because actually the numbers of shootings this year are down 8% versus last year. So we decided to take a look at the homicides by shootings and the shooting incidents and run the ratio, looking at several years worth of that. So far this year, the ratio of homicide shootings with non-fatal shootings is about 32%. Last year, it was 24%. So what that says is that if you're going to be the victim of a shooting, you're more likely to die from the shooting this year than you were last year.
Yeah, I always...
The incidence of violence is, you know, escalating as reflected by those statistics.
And I guess I'm wondering, is that because of more directed hits, more firepower, more manpower when it comes to these things?
More firepower. So yesterday there was a story in the newspaper, you know, Councilman Thomas's niece was in a car with a friend. And the story reports that there were 50 shell casings recovered at the shooting scene, where his niece was critically wounded and her passenger in the car was murdered. So that's indicative. That's not uncommon to find shell casings at crime scenes that aren't just one or two shell casings. They are dozens of shell casings. So the firepower has absolutely escalated this year versus prior years.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to sound like a dumb question or not, but I was on De Gaulle yesterday and I was following an NOPD unit, and it just got me to thinking, considering they're so backed up on calls, What does this car do? Do they ride around patrolling areas? Are they simply going from call to call? Do you know?
No, I mean, in that particular case, I can't say. I mean, that could be someone on patrol waiting for a call for service. It could be someone that was doing something else, nothing to do with a call for service. So suffice it to say that, you know, with the consultants that are now engaged in the city, they're looking to move the officers around, put more officers on the streets, and responding to calls for service. So the way that you do that is that, you know, most people, you know, prior to a few weeks ago, weren't seeing many officers around because either they were at a crime scene or they were taking a suspect to jail. So now the fact that you're actually starting to see vehicles driving around the street is indicative of the redeployment that may be, you know, that's in the works right now with the new consultants with respect to the police department.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because I was wondering, well, if you have such a backlog of calls, do you even have time to go on routine patrol? But, and that leads to my next question, which is, you know, this NOPD problem, you're talking about turning around a giant aircraft carrier, not a speedboat. Have we even taken any steps toward doing that in terms of manpower,
well,
recruiting?
The most important, you know, this crisis wasn't created by the police department. It was created by the politicians, more particularly the mayor. But the council share, you know, the prior council, the last council shares some of the blame for this as well. But, you know, this is primarily the mayor. So she's going to spend the next 3 years of this administration trying to rebuild the damage that was done during the first 5 years of her administration, rebuild the numbers of the force to adequate levels to protect and serve the people of this city. You know, she talks about how important her safety is. Well, what about the safety of the people that live and work here? And I think she has finally recognized that. So the fact that she is now embedded in the police department and offering and trying to put together incentive packages, not just to pay officers, but one of the most important components of the proposals that I've seen is actually providing resources and tools to the existing officers. So if you want to recruit people to this force, it's critically important to have a workforce, police officers, that will recruit people that are thinking about a career in law enforcement. Up until a few weeks ago, someone from this city walked up to an officer and said, "Should I join?" I think they were probably likely to be told no. But now that we're starting to see new vehicles, laptop computers, even something as simple as providing uniforms, because prior to, you know, right now, if you're a police officer, you got to pay for your own uniform. You go to the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, they give you your uniforms. You know, so those types of things improve the morale of officers, provide them with the tools that they need to be successful and to feel appreciated. And that does just as much to improve the morale as a pay increase, if not even more so.
We only have a minute left.
Officers begin to feel appreciated.
Have you gotten any feedback, any information about inquiries being up or applications or anything like that?
No, I haven't heard yet. I mean, the pay raises haven't even been formally approved yet. They're in the pipeline, but everything is being geared up now, and it only took 3.5 years to do it. So you're right. It's going to take some time. But there are things that can be done in the short term, Tommy, that will improve public safety in the weeks and months ahead. Maybe I can talk about that the next time.
Let's hope so, Rafael. Yeah, I'd love for you to come back. Thank you, sir. Rafael Goin, NJ President of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. And the city issued a statement today saying, City of New Orleans today announced it will now cover costs associated with the towing and storage of stolen vehicles recovered within city limits. The new process is an expansion of the online reimbursement portal activated on New Orleans Police Department's website earlier this year. For stolen vehicles not immediately retrieved by owners, companies that tow and store recovered vehicles at the request of NOPD will now bill the city instead of imposing costs on victims. and the vehicle owners must provide valid proof of identification, but will not be required to furnish a police report to get their vehicle if a police report has been previously filed with NOPD. It's a shame that I have to read that and I have to release that, that it's that big of a problem, but it is. 919, we'll talk about veterans when we come back here on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.